Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. George Scott's here. George is a new friend. He's the founder and business consulting services, a business broker. He's adjunct professor at the Empire State College. He's a member of SBAM's Strategic Communications Advisory Committee, and he's an expert in helping small businesses acquire and divest of their small business. And he's here to talk to us about that. George Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So let's talk about some of the fundamentals of divesting, selling a business, and which by definition will include some of the things that people need to pay attention to when they're buying the business. Let's do that this segment, and then the next segment we'll talk about the landscape out there of what it's looking like. So when you talk to people about selling their business, what's the first thing you cover?
First thing you cover is learning why they want to sell the business. There's a number of reasons why, and that quite often will determine how the entire process for that particular business is handled. With so many people, baby boomers, being ready to retire or having health issues, that can be a strong motivating factor for selling the business at this point in their lives. And those who are in the 30s and 40s and early 50s are looking to start a business or buy a business, mm-hmm, are moving into that arena.
When you walked into a business and they called you and they said, George, we want to sell, help us get the business ready to do that. How much in advance do you want them to call you? A month, a year, 5 years? How much do you want to? What do you think?
Different businesses take different lengths of time to reach the closing table. It's kind of a statement of the obvious, but it really depends on the seller's attitude and how much preparation that they have engaged in. Mm-hmm. The length of time from the time somebody decides to sell their business to the actual closing table can range from as little as 90 to 120 days up to a year and a half to 2 years. Mm-hmm. It really varies. Some businesses are quite complex. Those usually take a little bit longer, particularly if there's a number of contracts with various stakeholders that need to be transferred or renegotiated as the, mm-hmm, circumstances dictate. Mm-hmm. But it is administratively, buyers are going to look at the numbers. So administratively, the seller wants to make sure that everything is in order.
And if you've been operating your business for a while, the way you like to operate it, which is not necessarily in the leaning towards selling it, then you're gonna be operating your business. I don't want to say in a messier way, but it'll be what's more comfortable and convenient for you as the owner. But a prospective buyer is going to want to look at your operation and your financials in a different. They're going to look at it completely different, aren't they?
Absolutely. One of the key elements to successfully selling a business in a reasonable period of time is the seller accepting that reality that you just mentioned. The buyers will be looking at their business for from a completely different perspective.
With jaundiced eyes, right?
Yes, yes. What can help those eyes be less jaundiced is helping, is the seller, through their preparation and through having the right attitude, helping making it easier for a buyer to buy their business at a good and decent price.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that can be done is, going back, if they've been in business 5 years, make sure all their financial records are up to date.
Mm-hmm.
If there's...
They've got to show a track record, don't they? I mean, if you're going to justify a price, if you're going to arrive at a price that you're willing to take for your business, you have to not only show current activity to justify that, but you got to demonstrate that this company has sustained that kind of activity, don't you?
Absolutely. That's why 5 years is a good period of time which to make a comparative analysis to see what the trend is.
At least three. Minimum of three.
Minimum of three, absolutely.
Five is better. I agree. Five is better. But three, minimum of three, because this you can't really track, you can't really see a trend with as much a dependable trend with 2 years.
That's correct. And particularly with only 1 year's worth of financial statements, it's a snapshot.
That's no trend.
No trend at all, because is that 1 year the best that they've done? Mm-hmm. Is it the worst that they've done? Based on what's happened previously, we'll determine the probability of future, assuming similar competency,
right,
with a buyer.
Right.
A similar trend, whether it be stability, whether it be growth, or, you know, whether it be a decline and a new buyer, new owner comes in and applies their method of operating the business,
mm-hmm,
to turn that particular trend around.
Well, you've got to get your products aligned. You've got your people aligned. You got to recast your financial statements, clean it up, get all the employees off the payroll, right? All the family members off the payroll, they're not contributing. You got to clean all that up, don't you?
You've touched upon the issue of recasting the financial,
yeah,
statements, particularly if there's a lot of family members and if the owner owns the property within which the business is being run, because,
mm-hmm,
quite often there's two separate legal entities,
right,
and the business pays the personal entity a rent, and that's all taken,
mm-hmm,
into consideration.
That's right.
Sometimes
that's different from what it will be when someone buys the business from you. We're going to take a quick break. George, you want to give us a website quickly?
Sure. It's www.businessconsultingsvcs.com.
All right. So check that out. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.